Welcome to Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Today is December 26th, 2016. The title of today's podcast is Obama the Petulant. We're basing today's podcast on Joel chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, and Zechariah chapter 12, verses 12. Verses 2 through 3. And what I'd like to do before we go any further is I'd like to read to you Joel chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. I think it's really important that we hear the word of God on this issue. For behold, in those days, and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations. I'll bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. Remember that sentence. They have also divided up my land. Verse 3, they have cast lots for my people. They have given a boy as payment for a harlot and have sold a girl for wine that they may drink. In other words, they've treated my people like cattle, like objects to sell. And then let's go to Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 through 3. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day, I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut into pieces, though all the nations of the earth are gathered against it. That's Zechariah 12. Verses 1 through 3. Now, the reason I read those scriptures is because it sets up the framework by which God is going to judge the entire world based on how they've treated the land of Israel and his people specifically. And God's indictment against the nations: you divided up my land, and you tried to play games with the city of Jerusalem, God's capital. And they tried dividing Jerusalem, which is really, we got a wake-up call on Friday. Very interesting that this UN resolution that Obama decided to push through by abstaining in the Security Council. By abstaining, he actually helped push this through. And it basically says that the Jews can't build communities and cities in the West Bank, and they can no longer build in Jerusalem. Hands off of Jerusalem. And many nations, I think it was, 14 or 15, agreed to that statement. Now, we don't know what the outcome of this is really going to be, but what this does, Obama stabbing Netanyahu in the back and Israel in the back before he leaves office, really behaving like a petulant child. And I want to read to you what the term petulant really means. A petulant and fussy man who is always blaming everyone else for his problems. Sounds like Obama, if you ask me. Wouldn't you agree? You know, Obama's constantly pointing the finger at everybody else, and he never takes personal responsibility for his own decisions. And now he made a big one, and that is to set Israel up to where it will be easier for the world and for her Arab enemies to force her into a bad peace deal and to try to hack up, chop up into pieces Jerusalem and the land of Israel. It's helping to set the world up to be at war against God Almighty. And that's the problem with this. Now, let's dig a little deeper into what's going on behind the scenes. 2 months ago, Obama told Israel to stop building communities in the West Bank. The Prime Minister of Israel told Obama, sorry, we're going to continue to build in our own land. Obama, like a two-year-old child, had a temper tantrum, had his feelings hurt. And so he went into the Security Council on Friday, sent the ambassador Powers in to abstain on the vote, which would pass the resolution commanding and ordering Israel how to behave in their own country. Now, you tell me, how do you think this is going to go over with the Lord? Not very well, if you ask me. Now, interesting that this was done 2 days before Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. They held off the invading armies for 8 days. They had enough oil for a day, and the Lord caused miraculously their oil reserves to last 8 days instead of 1 day. And so God stretched out their oil so that the menorah could burn and they could have light. And so we call Hanukkah the Festival of Lights. Jesus referred to himself as who? He said, I am the light of the world. And he said that on Hanukkah. And so on 2 days before Hanukkah, Obama decides to really betray Israel and put them in a place where once again, they have to stand up and defend what God has by covenant given to them. Where is all this going to lead? Well, we know that eventually it's going to lead to a world that is at war with the Jews, with Israel, and with the God of Israel. And eventually it's going to get so bad that it's going to cause Jesus, the Messiah, to return. And he'll fight the battle for Israel. Israel will never be destroyed. The Jews will never be destroyed. Yes, they're going to suffer greatly, but they'll never be destroyed and they'll never be kicked out of the land again. But immediately, what does all this mean? Obama's stab in the back of Israel? We really don't know. For the immediate month, 2 months, or next 6 months, we're not sure really how this is going to play out. But we do know ultimately it's helping to set the stage for Israel to be chopped up into little bite-sized pieces. Well, running out of time, just about to my time limit, I just wanted to give you something to think about and like to wish you a very happy new year. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, go to brosteph.com and go to the bottom of that page and read the information I have there. Watch the videos on how to ask Christ into your life. In the meantime, like to remind all of you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon. And remember to live out your faith. Bye for now.